Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Bowes and Company. I am your host, Emily O, and I am joined by very exciting company and maybe a permanent spot and placeholder on the show, right?
Whoa. Wait, this is news to me.
I thought I would just tell you right when we were rolling.
Oh, my God.
So I have a genuine reaction.
I feel so needed.
You are. You're going to be such an asset to Bowes and Company.
I feel already out of control. I already feel out of control.
I can't wait. Wait, I feel like I should lower this so you can really talk.
Yeah. Is that better? So lower the volume because, first of all, I just want to clarify. Hi, everyone. I'm sick.
I haven't introduced you yet. This is Bitsy.
Should we start over?
No, this is great.
Okay.
We're so excited to have you back on the show, and thank you all so much for tuning in for another episode, another week of Bowes and Company. We are starting just a wonderful chapter in our lives together because I am joined by my youngest sister, the final Red Hawk to fly off, who has just graduated from college and is beginning the next phase in her life, adulthood, post-grad. Welcome to the show. We're happy to have you.
Thank you for the introduction. Thank you for the job offer. I accept. I'm so tickled and excited to be here.
It's an unpaid position.
It's unpaid, but I feel so fulfilled that it's payment in itself.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Exactly. How are you? Welcome.
I am not good.
If you guys are joining us on audio, then you can probably hear a bit of a crack in the voice.
Yes.
Be sure to also watch us on video for YouTube to see our reactions and our hands flailing and all the things in between. But yeah, you have lost your voice a bit.
Not only have I lost my voice, I've also gotten a cold from this weekend, from this past month. The past 4 years is all culminating right now in this sickness.
I'm actually impressed. I texted her before because I was going to have Anne on the show, but then mom was like, well, I feel like you should have Bitsy because like we have a lot to talk about. And I texted you and I was like, I don't know if the voice is up to par, but you know, the show is so much more than just your voice. It's also your personality, your stories, and your charisma. So have no fear. I'm sure it'll come back. But yeah, you're sick. You're not doing well.
No, I'm not doing well. And I was about to go take a nap, but I was like, you know what? Let's get ourselves together because it's not every day that Ms. Bowes asks you to be on the podcast, so you better perform.
Oh my God, wait, I'm so honored by that. Thank you so much. Maybe just go to bed like super early because we do have Pilates after this. Are you going to come with me still?
I'm going to come. Okay. I took a Sudafed and a Tylenol, so we'll see how I feel. Wow. It should be good.
So why don't we back up a second and kind of share how you did come to lose your voice.
Yes.
And let's talk about some Bowes and lows. Let's talk about the weekend. There's a lot of funny stories that we have
to
share.
Let's get into it.
And I have some questions for you. So
good. I have some answers, hopefully. So I'm a recent graduate. I got my diploma 2 days ago. Thank the good Lord.
It was a crazy time.
What? We'll start with the weekend and then I'll kind of go into this past semester and this past month. I have been out of control, really soaking up every moment of senior year. But this past weekend was so much fun.
So much
fun. Did you have fun?
I had the best time. Okay. I definitely think it can go on record. Like, I cannot hang with the 21 and 22 year olds anymore. Like, you guys are just a different beast. And I definitely, you know, I'm feeling as a mid 20s gal, I'm like, I just feel so, like, I can't relate to you guys anymore.
I can't relate. You're only 3 years older.
Yes, but the partying I cannot keep up with anymore.
Yes, yes. And it's like, you said this to mom, it's like I was training for something. I was staying up so late. I wasn't getting sleep because I wanted to soak up every minute with my friends.
Of course.
Okay, so this past weekend was a ball. The family showed up on Friday and we went to
Dinner. Yeah.
No, we changed. And then we went to my good friend Carson's rental, his house, like rented out my favorite bar beneath my apartment building. We had so much fun catching up with his family. Actually, my stomach still hurts from laughing so much. Like,
Oh, yes.
I haven't laughed that much.
We were laughing the whole time. We were just laughing with them. It was great.
So much fun. We went to a family dinner and I got my grad gifts, which I was completely and utterly blown away with. There were like some cute little bits and bobbles and like desk essentials for my new job. And then I had picked out my grad gift with mom and you and Claire in Palm Beach. And it is this Van Cleef ladybug. And it's so random.
It's so you.
So random. But
it was red for Miami.
I was just, if you could just please.
My thing on this show is to interrupt.
Is to interrupt. No, I see the comments.
I know. I see them too. Okay.
No, you can interrupt me.
No, I won't. I'm kidding. This is your show. You have the floor.
I'm totally kidding. Please interrupt me at any moment.
Oh, God, I almost fell. I was starting to scooch out of the frame and it starts falling backwards. All right. I won't interrupt. So, I just interrupted.
I won't interrupt. We need that mouth tape for sleep, but like during the day.
Yeah.
So we picked out this ladybug. It's red for Miami. You know, it's this bug that's taking flight, and ladybugs are good luck, and it's one of their quintessential Van Cleef pieces from the 1920s. So I was like, 1906. I don't know what it was. So I was like, I love it. Okay, so I knew I was getting that. And then all of a sudden, mom pulls out another box. And it's like a big box. So I legit in my head thought I was getting like a bowl. Like, I'm not even joking.
A vase.
So I'm unboxing. I'm like, what could this be? What could this be? She got me the corresponding matching ladybug that is the wings are closed. And then, do you see this? Can anyone see this?
Yeah, we'll zoom up and I'll clip it.
I'm not explaining this well at all.
I'm just staring at your hand. I'll clip it. Don't worry.
Now you won't interrupt me. I'm like, I need your interrupt.
You're like, it's a two-way street. You have to respond. This is called a conversation.
Hello?
Yeah, so there's two of them.
There's two ladybugs. And mom, she grabs my arm. She goes, this one's me. And this one's you, and you're about to take flight. I'm like, I'm going to start crying.
It's so sweet.
These are so beautiful.
They're so pretty, and you notice them. I don't know if it's just because you're super tan right now, but like, I also love this is rose gold.
It's rose
instead
gold.
Of gold. Yeah.
And I actually noticed like my high school graduation was a necklace and it was rose gold. So kind of all of my like nice pieces are rose gold, which is interesting.
I think it's really pretty. You notice it a bit more. But it's so subtle because you don't know that it's Van Cleef.
Right.
Like if
I
you know, you
taken
know.
It
but
off
if you
since I've
no,
it.
I feel like you'll just leave it on no matter what.
Yes.
And I love that, you know, the one flying is you and then the one next to you is mom.
It's so precious. It's so precious. I've just been staring at them. So I wear permanent bracelets and I've had two on for like the past 2 years. I'm sitting at dinner. I'm like, we need to get rid of these. I'm asking the waitress for scissors. I'm cutting them off.
You're like, we were revamping. Like, yes.
I'm like, it's a total rebrand.
I love the stack. And I also feel like the red, like the Van Cleef red is so much of a, like a neutral to where you can just like wear it every single day.
It's not obtrusive. It's not obnoxious.
No,
like,
it's just lovely.
Like subtle bugs on my wrist.
I've also never seen anyone like in the wild have these. Like you see the regular like motifs.
And I see the butterflies.
I've seen the butterflies a bunch. Maybe the ladybugs will start to catch on a bit more.
Yeah. So yes. I was just tickled. So then after dinner, so Connor obviously also went to Miami.
Yes.
And people were going out. So I was like, let's get the whole gang out. So you, me, Claire, and Connor braved this storm, went to Brick, which is like a quintessential Miami spot, and we had the best time.
Oh, I forgot it was raining that night. It like
it was so much. I was using wrapping paper as my umbrella. We drove, parked, got inside, and the four of us just hung out forever. That's only the second time that the four of us have ever been together at Brick.
I know. It was really fun. Yeah, we're recording. Sorry. What if this whole file like was gone? I just for a second thought that I hadn't pressed the camera for 2 seconds. I'm like, we're going to have to start over. We had so much fun at Brick and Connor was in heaven. He was so funny that night. And then Claire and Connor went back earlier and then I stayed out with you as well. And it was just like you kids. Like
we met up with friends and like all I want to do is dance when I get there.
You were really dancing. I loved how much everyone was dancing and I loved the music. I was like, could somebody put this on a drive for me? Because I would really like the mixes. So that was a really fun night.
So that was really fun. Then you went home at like midnight.
Yeah.
And then I went, I stayed out with all of my friends and I got home way too late. And it was at a certain point in the night where, you know, like when you're scream singing and you kind of like feel a twinge in your throat and you're like, ooh, it's gone. Like something's up.
I don't know if I've ever felt that. You were screaming a lot and singing.
So I felt that. So then I start like stopped talking. And then I was like, when I left the bar and I went home, I was like, oh, my voice is gone. Like she's nowhere to be found. There's no warrant out for the voice.
Yeah.
So we get up the next day and we go to all school commencement. Can I tell them the trolley
story?
Okay,
this is actually kind of funny. It wasn't funny in the moment,
I'm
but like
say
looking
that
back on
actually
it.
Actually,
I have to let out a cough, but okay. Keep talking so I don't have to edit.
Okay, so this is actually probably my low. Like the voice might have been my low. This was my low. I felt like I was in a nightmare. So we're running late for commencement and we were gonna walk, but like my shoes hurt, it was hot, and we come upon this.
Can I interrupt?
Yeah.
We were running late based off of the times that you gave us.
Correct.
Like, correct. We would have all been ready, but you told us certain times. So we're like, okay, we're going off of Elizabeth's schedule. And I think that you were mistaken on how early graduation started.
So if we had walked, we would have gotten there like in time.
But I think we should have been rolling out of there by 9:30 and not 10.
We should have.
So that's like, just want to let everybody
graduation
know.
Graduation started at 10:30 and I was leaving the hotel at 10. Like, that's crazy.
We got on the trolley at 10:11. So like,
yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Tell the story.
So we get on this trolley and I was like, okay, like as long as we take this trolley, like the trolley goes there, boom, like we'll get there on time. Or we could have walked and like gotten there in the nick of time.
It was more of like a shuttle, but it was like in a trolley. So like it was like they were shuttling people to graduation.
Correct. Okay. So this trolley stopped no less than 7 times. And people were moving at a snail's pace. I start flipping out.
Elizabeth starts panicking.
And I don't do well when I'm late for things. Like, I'm not okay. Like, I don't like being late. And then we were even later because it was, like, completely out of my control. And, like, these people were getting on the trolley. I was freaking out. Mom was like, you have to calm down.
She was not okay.
I turned to Mom. I go, I'm not going to graduation. Like, I'm not going. And she was like, it's okay. We're going to get there. So, like, I do guys, like, owe you an apology because I was screaming at you.
Me, Claire, and Connor were just, like, seated and, like, not saying anything because there was nothing to say.
There was nothing you could
but,
do.
But, like, you were like, okay, this not going to stop. And, like, the amount of times that it stopped and everyone was moving so slowly, she just kept letting more people on. Like, it was ridiculous. I will say Claire was timing it and we were only on the trolley for, like, 9 to 10 minutes.
Oh, God, I would have said 3 hours.
So it was from, like, 10:11 to 10:21. So it still could have still... I think that it would have been about the same amount of time. It was just the fact that we weren't moving and we were very trapped.
Trapped. It was a trapped feeling. It was like in your nightmares when you're trying to leave someplace and you can't and you just keep coming back. So I was flipping out. I was an embarrassment to the family. I was yelling.
She wasn't okay.
I was yelling at all of you. I was like, I'm not graduating. I'm not going. You can't make me.
Like, and Mom was just like, oh.
Mom was, she's so calm. She's like, it's okay. Like, we're going to get there. You don't have to go to graduation.
But you also weren't late still. Like, graduation didn't start. First of all, kids were not walking out on the field. I checked my phone until 10:44.
Really?
So, like, yeah, we were really paying attention to the times after the whole, like, debacle in the morning. But, like, everything was running late. And then I was like, wait, when does graduation start? Because in my head, I was like, it's got to have started at, like, 10 or 10:15. Claire's like, it doesn't start until 10:30.
Right.
You were walking up at 10:22.
So then Dad... I was like, you know what? I'm just going to stand in line with a random college. Like, I'm a farmer. And I was like, I can't find farmer. So I'm just going to stand with, like...
Farmer's the business school.
So I was like, I'm just going to stand with random people. So then Dad led the way. We found the farmer kids. So I see my roommate, who is not in farmer. She is an education major. And I was completely out of it. I've just, you know, screamed at my family. I'm flipping out. I'm blacking out. I start talking to her. And then, like, the line starts moving. So I was like, all right, like... let's go. Like, we're walking in. And then I sit down in the field and I hear some guys scream out, okay, education majors, like, move up one seat. Education majors? Wait, am I in the wrong section? I was sitting in the education section and I was nowhere. Farmer was nowhere to be found. So then I see one of my best friends and I'm like, okay, like, I walk over. She luckily had an open seat to her. It all worked out. It was front row, prime seating. Imagine if I gotten there early. I wouldn't have gotten such a good
seat. Imagine if you got there. Yeah, seriously. The whole thing was so chaotic. And we just, like, peeled off. And we're like, we're going. We were up in the president's box. And, like, Mom's like, I don't know. Like, Dad's going to go. So you guys, which Dad is so good at that. He's like, charging.
He's so good at that.
He was like, we are going to find where this is. It all worked out. What's so funny is a lot of kids don't even go to the all-school commencement.
No,
like, because there's two.
They don't.
So it was still so many seats were open.
I was sitting with my close friends. They had water. It worked out perfectly. All that chaos for nothing.
The trolley, the way that the trolley was,
and then
like,
the best part was after graduation, after it all happens, I just sheepishly walk out. I'm like, hey guys, like, yeah, like, no, how y'all doing?
And Connor's like, do you want to get back on the trolley? Like, too soon. But we had a lovely time. Just from my POV, we had a lovely time in the president's box, and they had food and coffee and water. We were watching everybody. And it was, guys, it was literally the most gorgeous weather. Like, beautiful. I remember when I graduated, it was beautiful, but it was like 157,000 degrees, and like kids were passing out. We were sweating through our whatever, staining our white dresses with the, but red. We had a nice breeze. The sun was out. Like, I truly, it felt like a movie set for a graduation
it
scene.
Did. You know what? It was giving High School Musical.
It was giving High School Musical. So we just had a fabulous time, and we were all in our red and white. And yeah, we really enjoyed listening to all the speakers, and we were comfortable. So
good. And I saw you guys right away. Got that cute video of you waving.
Yes, that was cute. Love that.
So then afterwards, we went to brunch, and that was lovely as well.
So fun.
It was like a lunch-ish.
Lunch, yeah.
And then I went home and
you lost your voice at this point.
Oh, correct. At this point, I had zero voice. Like, you couldn't even hear me.
No.
So I was just silent, which is very difficult for me to be.
We were all talking over you. I'm like, she cannot speak. You were like, we were losing you at this point. I'm like, I don't think she's okay.
I was like, I'm like wilting at the table. Mm-hmm. So then we went back to the hotel. I napped, and I wake up from my nap, and I don't even remember where you went.
I was sitting in the room doing a bunch of work for a while, and then at one point mom called me, and she was like, we need to move your sister out, like, we should do this now. So I'm like, okay, I'm gonna keep letting her sleep because I feel like she might be going through something. And then so mom, Claire, Connor, myself, and dad all went uptown, and we all got coffee, and then we were like, let's just move her out. And we just did it. It was honestly, it didn't even take that long.
I wake up from my nap, my whole family's gone, and I look on the Ring camera, and I can see you guys moving out. I felt so terrible.
No, there was nothing.
I felt
we wanted
so
an activity.
Bad.
No, my gosh, we were actually, it was pretty fun. Like, we wanted an activity, and it was honestly, it went by pretty quickly.
That's good. I felt so bad.
No, it was totally fine.
I like started crying.
Well, you
one because
you
I was
also
exhausted.
Had like no sleep, so everything was heightened. Yeah, like everything, like it wasn't that big of a deal. Also, like, you've moved like me and Claire in, like, as the youngest, you're always
I just
involved.
Felt bad. And then I was like, I shouldn't have stayed out so late last night because then we could have done something today. But, like, what would we have done? It was so hot.
You really only slept for, like, 2 hours.
Yeah. So then
it was not that big. We moved her out really quickly. I put everything in the car. We got your car. We moved it back. It was just, like, very efficient.
It was efficient, and I'm so glad we did that. I didn't do anything Saturday instead of Sunday because that would have been depressing.
Also, it was a good time. Like, it was a good window because people were, like, not in the apartment and, like, they weren't in the moving mindset. You know, we always like to get in earlier.
Yes. So then we get ready and we go to dinner. And at that dinner, I still have no voice. I'm asking the waitress for lemon water and honey, and, like, she can't even hear me. Like,
she... I've never, you couldn't even speak.
It was crazy. And it was, I started tearing up at dinner because I was so upset that I didn't have a voice.
No, she's not speaking at dinner because she can't.
No, and I have so much to say. I have debriefs. I have, like, other things. I can't even order.
Wait, talk about your outfit, though. You looked really cute.
Thank you. So I was wearing where's it from? Abercrombie?
I think it was Reformation.
Red. Oh, Reformation. Strapless red top. And then these shorts, which it was a bold move. I've never worn them before, but they fit perfectly and they were so comfortable. It was like a little bit longer short, kind of giving retro, kind of giving Kendall Jenner, if you will.
Model off duty vibes for sure.
Mute model off duty.
Meets graduation weekend. That's kind of like, if you could picture that.
Yeah, so that's what I was going for.
You looked cool.
And the night before, I wore a really cute bubble dress. I felt like strawberry shortcake. It was like a gingham red and white.
I was with my friend Sophie last night. We were on a walk, and she was like, I was obsessed with that dress that I was wearing. Like, where did she get it? I'm like, let me send you the link.
That is so kind.
Yeah, she really
One
liked
it. One of my guy friend sisters was like, I want that dress. Where
yeah,
did you get it?
Yeah.
Anyways.
It was gingham. We were in colors.
I think red looks really good on us with the dark features.
Well, it's one of our colors, you know, as a winter.
Anyways. Okay, so then we're at dinner. I'm mute. And then we meet up. We go back to Brick, don't
just
we?
Stay close to your microphone, because since you're a little quieter than me.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I don't want to overpower the episode.
I actually thought that I was screaming.
You did your hearing also go? Not at all. I feel like I'm watching something and you're like talking like this. I'm like, speak up.
Can you hear me? So, sorry, I did that again. Then mom, who never, you know, has ventured to Brick, was like, I want to go to Brick. It's the last time of 10 years.
I don't know necessarily if she said she wanted to go to Brick, but she said she would go to Brick.
Correction. She didn't want to go, but she did go.
No, I'm saying she didn't want, she did not want to go, but she was like, I will go, you know, because she, 10 years, she's never been there. And she said, you know, and it was also fun because we wanted to kind of stick together and all go out. And this was, I feel like that night in particular on Saturday, more families were out.
Correct.
Than Friday night. I don't know if people were just still like showing up.
But that was really, really fun. We got in and should I tell them about the rosé?
So the dad knows the guy who owns the bar. So he was texting him like, we're coming and my wife and she wants rosé and blah, blah, blah. And obviously this is not the place to like order rosé. You know what I mean? Like this is like
a grungy college bar.
Right. It's like a grungy college bar. It was more of just like a joke, I guess. Maybe he was trying to make a joke. Like,
dad has a weird
sometimes
sense of
humor. Sometimes I don't understand his humor, but whatever. Let's just say it was a joke. So we show up there and the woman had a bottle of like really nice rosé. Miraval. Yeah. And she's like pouring it for everyone. And then like we're putting ice in it. So then it's kind of like a spritz and like nobody else is drinking rosé. So that was funny.
That was really funny. And we just were on the patio dancing around. Again, I'm still mute. So I was like, at least I can dance instead of like trying to talk to people.
And then like midway throughout the night, they found us again and they delivered like all of this merch because they knew that we were there. So like sweatshirts and hats. And Connor was cracking me up. He was literally in heaven because again, he went to Miami and at one point. So we like get the merch and like dad puts the hat on and then Connor grabs the hat and he like goes to get a drink. Connor comes back like out of breath, backwards hat, drinks. He's like, I just got carded. And
he goes, it's the hat. I just got carded.
It was really funny.
It was so funny.
It was a fun experience. I'm like glad that we were all together. We got some cute pictures. Yes. We
kept running into friends. There was a live band. Mom was really into the singer and the band. It was so much fun.
Well, and also they were like, clearly knew what they were doing. Like they were playing music that would like,
it was like pairs music
with like the families, which was good for that night. Because the night before I felt like I was at a European club. So this was definitely more
wholesome. We were in Ibiza.
Yeah, exactly. So that was really fun. And again, she was like, 10 years, I've never been here. And I think she was happy she was there, but she was like, I'm not missing anything.
Oh,
like,
God, no. Yeah. I mean, so fun, but
she's like in her silk Vince blouse drinking her rosé. I'm
right,
like,
right.
You're so funny.
I'm like, don't touch anything.
No, not at all. She's like, I need a wipe.
Yeah. And then we met up with my friends and their family, and that was really fun. And then at that point, everyone went home. You guys went home at like 11, maybe.
Yeah.
And I was planning on staying out later, and you guys were like, you are going to get so sick.
I was like, you have to come home. You already don't have a voice. Like what you think by staying out, it's going to come back. So I did come and get you at like 12:30. Yeah. I'm like, you have commencement tomorrow. Like,
yes.
Enough is enough, Elizabeth.
Enough is enough. I never know when the party's over.
No, and like I was like, I just kept saying like end on a high. And well, also like all I could keep thinking is like just kids just get so crazy at the very end.
Yes.
So I was like, I just wanted everyone to be like safe and whatever. Not that you aren't. I was just worried about other people's actions.
Right. Mom just kept saying to me, you have to be able to walk across the stage. Like you can't break a bone. You can't. You know, imagine me scootering across the stage like from a broken bone.
Exactly. It was just like you could have tripped or slipped or fallen or whatever, danced too hard and thrown out a shoulder, you know, things like that. So
that would happen to me.
So then Sunday was also very lovely. We had a beautiful brunch again, which was so nice. I loved both of your white dresses.
Thank you.
I'll have to link them on Bose and Company because even, I mean, I know graduation season's over, but for my brides, I just felt like they were really good pieces, or honestly, like for people who just need
just
a white
like
dress.
A summer like patio,
just like a white dress.
So the one that I wore on Saturday was the one that I wore for my grad photos.
Yes,
just a simple A-line, and then with a boat neck. And then on Sunday, it was my Farmer School of Business commencement when I walk across the stage. So I was in more of a
business. It had a collar, it had buttons, it had a lovely lace
over. Very, very professional.
Yes.
So we had a lovely brunch. Then I made my rounds and said goodbye to all of my friends because we had a little bit of time in between graduation. So I was dropping off gifts and it was sad. It was sad. Like,
did
I'm
you
glad-
start crying at one point, I heard?
Yes. I went to Cofenia to see Emmeline and I gave her the gift. And Emmeline started crying in line of Cofenia. And I don't really publicly cry. So then when I got into the car, I started crying.
Everyone was also sleep deprived. Keep that in mind. So
I actually felt good that day.
Oh, good. Good. Because I told you to go to bed.
7 hours, 8 hours.
Yeah.
But I was pretty sad. And dad was like, oh my God, she's not even crying. And the mom's like, she's about in 3, 2, 1.
She's sobbing. Sorry.
And then we dropped other stuff off to my other friends. And then I was so scarred from the day before of being late by my own accord. So I was like, mom and dad, we have to get there like extra early. Where were you, Claire and Connor?
We got coffee. We were like kind of walking around because you teetered off to give your gifts to friends. So you guys got there really early.
We got there at like 1, I think.
commencement started at 2, but everyone was showing up at like 1:15. Like, we were parking, yeah. And I was like, oh my God, when does this
they
start?
They told us to get there at 1:15.
Yeah.
Maybe I got there at like 12:45. I don't know. I was very early, but I just hung out with my friends, and you have to go up and like get your name card to like write how you pronounce it so the guy can say it correctly. And I was like, oh, it's coin. And he was like, I don't see it. I go, what do you mean? Sir, what do you mean you don't see it? And he's flipping through. He's like, it's not here. So he thought it was COI. So he was looking in the wrong section. My stomach dropped. I'm like, no, I swear I'm graduating.
Yeah.
And
you also couldn't really speak or enunciate. So he probably like couldn't hear you. It's like, what's your name? Coin. It's quite like, hello.
Yeah. So anyways, that was really fun. And it was fun because we were all just waiting in a huge group. It was like all my friends. It was really lovely. And then we walked out and we sat and we listened to the speeches, walked across the stage, got my diploma. I just kept waving.
Yes.
It was just like, yes. Hi, everyone.
Hi, everyone. This is your moment. Yeah.
And then afterwards, took some family photos. What did we do after that?
Took some family photos. We changed.
Oh, we changed.
You like stopped by some other people's house and said bye. I drove home with you. And then, yeah, we were home by like Sunday night around 8:30. So.
Yeah. And a lot of people stay for like Sunday night into Monday. But again, I wanted to end on a high. Crazy things happen because you stay up all night for like a senior sunrise.
That's when I kept telling you, I'm like, things are going to get crazy.
And like my closest friends weren't staying.
Yeah.
So. I didn't.
Well, a lot of people either like were driving back or flying out. I think it's always good to end on a high, and you appear to be a bit sick. Leaning towards a sinus infection for you.
It's giving sinus infection. I went to bed and I woke up. It's like my cortisol levels just completely lowered the second I got home, and then my lymph nodes just opened up, and it was like sickness has overcome me.
Yeah, your body knew you were home, and you were just kind of crashing.
Yeah,
yeah.
But overall, great weekend. I have not been able to be alone because I'm kind of concerned about my emotions.
Yeah, you're giving clingy.
Yeah.
I mean that in the nicest way, but I'm like,
no, like,
are you just sad? Can you just not believe that, like, you're not, like, this isn't break, you're home.
It's
this is
not
your
break,
life.
And like, this is it. Like,
we're so dramatic.
But like, usually, I was texting one of my friends. I was like, usually it's, you know, okay, we have 6 weeks. Like, let's, you know, learn a new hobby. Let's travel, blah, blah. But now it's like, there is no end.
Well, no, it's post grad.
Right. It's the beginning.
It's your new chapter.
It's the beginning
of the rest of my
life. I was
totally like leaning into the dramatics, like driving her home.
You so were. But the thing is, like, you were leaning in, but like, that was just my current state.
I know. And I was like laughing in my head. I'm like, this is so funny. Like,
it's just a weird feeling.
Absolutely. It takes a little bit of a transition.
And I'm like, I just made all these friends for 4 years and now that we're just like scattered.
Yeah, that's pretty much the whole point.
I'm like, why do we even go? Like, what is the point of college?
That's
kind of where
crazy.
I'm at, which is like, I can start crying right now.
Well, if anyone has any words of wisdom, leave them in the comments down below. I'm sure Elizabeth would love to read those as she cries into her phone.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you just a few college-related questions, past and future. What is your, excuse me, I got to scooch in for this, get into my interviewer mode. What is one of your fondest memories from senior year, something that you were super proud of that you will look back kindly on?
Okay, well, fond and proud are two different things. So I'll go with the proud first. I have a few.
Okay, well, then answer them separately. I realized that I was just being like audited on my question.
More specific. So I was really proud because I was honored along with 10 other seniors to get the Love and Honor Cup. And this is an award that you get for your service on campus and like being really involved and having a positive impact. So that was really fun. We were brought up onto the field for a football game and it was amazing.
I love it.
Like, shook the president's hand, got a medal.
Wow, got a medal.
And then I was also in charge of the senior class gift committee, mm-hmm. which was really fun. It was all these different seniors. I think it was maybe 8 of us. I mean, 9. And we worked together to raise scholarship money for the senior class. So we have a class of 2025 scholarship and bench.
Wow. You were always very involved in the Student Foundation.
Yes. MUSEF is the Miami University Student Foundation. And I was on that for 4 years. This past semester, I transitioned onto the Senior Class Gift Committee, which is like a part of MUSEF, but it's more for the seniors. So I wasn't as involved, but I went to things like senior send-off dinner. And I was still very close with all those kids. We did the bike race together, which I worked, which was really fun. And then for Farmer, yeah, not now, just kidding. For Farmer, I met Kevin O'Leary. I was invited to have lunch with him. He's Mr. Wonderful from Shark Tank, which was really fun. And then I also spoke to the Farmer board on updates of Farmer students and
how well we're
so
doing.
So involved. Yeah. Could you share with us what you graduated with, your major and minor?
Nothing. No. I got a Bachelor of Science in Socializing.
Not that you needed to go to school for that.
No, no. But so I was a supply chain major. Then I switched into real estate. So I graduated with a Bachelor of Science in Real Estate, Finance, and Investment. And then I have a minor in History and a minor in English Studies.
Wow. Love it. Yes. And how did you like, by the end of it, your major?
I loved my major.
Yeah.
I really liked it because it was kind of the beginning of this major. They've had a minor, a real estate minor, for 6 years. But the major has been around for, I want to say, 2 or 3. So we only had one professor when we started off. And you... like all the real estate kids took it both classes with him. So we became really close with him. And then I was the president of I was the vice president and then the president of the real estate club. So you really got to know the finance department and the real estate department. When I was the vice president and president, I was the only girl on exec. And so like I would show up to these meetings and it's a room full of sophomore and junior boys and the exec are senior boys. And I'm just like, hi, everyone, like, make sure you sign in. And like, it was a very interesting dynamic because you have to learn how to communicate with these boys.
Right. And also like kind of intimidating. I just feel like I would always get pictures of you showing up in a Veronica Beard suit with like a whole room of boys.
Yes,
and I'm like, wait,
yes.
Is this real estate? What's going on? Yeah. But I think that was also really like a really good learning experience to take into the real world, because that is kind of
it's a male dominated
temperature
field.
of the industry. So it was kind of training for you as you transition into. And I've gotten so many questions from people about what you're doing post-grad. I think we've discussed this a little bit, but let's just touch upon it again if you're a new listener.
Yes. So I am working for our dad. I'm on his team with Claire. And I'm going to be working just in the beginning, kind of like understanding client relations and doing like remedial, like kind of grunt work almost as I get my real estate license. And then once I get my real estate license, which I should have by August or September, I'm going to be working in capital markets, investment sales.
That's what she's going to be doing.
Yes. So he has properties that I will be working on.
Correct, correct. Switching gears back to college for a bit.
Yes.
What would be, after your 4 years and, you know, really the last, well, you not really, the last child to graduate 10 years in Miami, what would be an advice to somebody who might be entering into their freshman year of college or graduating senior or looking to maybe go to Miami? I'll keep asking the question as you have time to answer, given by your facial expression.
I gotta go.
But what would just be something to be specific, general, a piece of advice for incoming freshman college.
I got it. I would say yes to every single event that or committee or club that you are invited to, because one, it's extremely kind of someone to invite you to go do something, especially as a freshman when you might not know them. But those connections that you will make will lead to other things. Mutual friends make the world go round. I can't tell you how many people I have met freshman year that I'm now closer friends with their friend or something like that. But by the end of senior year, you're going to know pretty much everyone in your class if you are outgoing and talkative. And I like to say that every time I go out on a Thursday or Friday, I'm networking. And I've said that since freshman year.
Your network is your net worth.
Love
you
that.
You know who says that?
Who?
My new boyfriend. So uncomfortable. Ew, I actually feel gross saying
that. Oh my God,
that
yikes.
Was like, that yikes. Was, I might cut that out.
Wow.
Yeah, he always says that.
And you know what? He knows a lot of people from
he
what
does.
I've heard. I've never actually met him.
Right.
But,
sorry, not to bring this back about me. Go
no,
to you.
No, please do. Please do. The comments are going to be like, stop interrupting.
No, literally.
Stop bringing it back to yourself.
You make everything about this. They're just trying to talk. Like, you're a terrible interviewer. Okay, back to you.
No, I love that because it's true. You go out and like, I would just like smile at someone in class or I would ask a question and like you get to talking, you exchange numbers, all of a sudden you're going out to coffee and all of a sudden they're moving back to Cleveland and now they're your friend.
It's true. You have to say yes to everything.
You have to say yes to everything. You have to talk to everyone. And of course, just like be kind.
Right.
Because
get involved.
Your reputation is everything. Seriously.
That's amazing. Yes.
Yeah, so.
Okay. What is something that you are excited about? Maybe it could even be nervous or, you know, I don't know, just anticipating for post-grad life. What's something that you are looking forward to? And you might not have the answer.
I'm really nervous to start work.
Oh,
no, seriously. Like, I am only in the summer mindset right now. And I just keep thinking, like, it's summer. Well, it is for
the
next 3 months. But then you have to actually start.
Right. So maybe that's something you're nervous about.
Helping the wheels of economy go in motion.
Right. What's something that you're looking forward to? about post-grad life?
I am looking forward to having more control over my life. Because each year that you get older, you have more control. And I vividly remember as like a legit 9-year-old talking to mom and dad about how like I feel out of control. Like I can't. This is so deep and unneeded for a Bose and Company podcast, but I would talk about how like I want to walk to school by myself, or I want to go to this event by myself. And I was 9 years old. Like you can't go do that. But every year that I have grown up, I get more control, more independence, and it's helped me grow and mature.
I love that. So yeah, maybe you're maybe nervous about entering the workforce, but you're excited about the independence that right. it may come.
And I even felt it last year, like when I was working at my other job, like you have the independence to, you have to show up to work, but like you have that freedom of, you know, you can leave the office and go get a coffee, but you have to come back.
You do have to right. come back. That's kind of maybe that's the part where, yeah, exactly.
But like in school, like you're stuck from 8 to 3 mm-hmm. in grade school.
Or you have to physically be on campus. Or you have campus.
To be on campus in classes.
Yeah.
I'm excited for the freedom.
That's good. That's exciting. Those were all my questions.
Okay, great. I have some other things that we could touch upon if you wanted to touch upon them.
Yeah, go ahead. What do you have?
Okay,
a little piece
so
of paper?
This past semester, my little lemon piece of paper. This past semester, I did a lot of fun events.
Oh, yeah. You want to talk about them?
Yeah. So I was in charge of my bid day. I don't know if I talked about that on this podcast.
I don't think you did.
For Chi Omega. I was in charge of that, which was really fun. And then we had our Chi Omega formal, which was a beautiful night. I brought one of my great guy friends, and we went to this winery, and we just ran around. It was so beautiful. So much fun. And then I also went to a fraternity formal, which was genuinely one of the highlights of my semester.
Yeah, you loved that weekend.
It was so much fun.
Yeah, that weekend felt like 9 years, and I wasn't even there.
You were just like, stop calling.
No, it was just constantly. You know what? I was laughing about this. The way that Elizabeth and I communicated for the past, like, I want to say month and a half of, like, your school was just her sending me picture, two things, either outfit pictures, like, does this look good? Yes. This top or that yes. top? And it would legit be the same top. Or like, should I wear my hair up or down? It was that, or it was sending me pictures to approve for her to include in an Instagram post.
Yeah.
There was several weeks in a row where I was like, I have not had a full conversation with her. I've only been communicating with her. It got out of hand 1 week. I was like, can you not put an outfit together?
No, actually, there was one night, and it was like literally last Thursday, that I was with Callie, and I was wearing this outfit, and I was like, Callie, like, I just like, I don't think this is it. I tried on probably 12 different outfits, and I sent you every single picture.
Yeah.
And your reads are on, so I can see that you are reading them, and you weren't responding.
But there was so much content that you were sending my way, and everything was so similar that I was like, it's not going to really move the needle that much if you go with the green top versus the black. So I was kind of just like,
you know what? I went with the green top that night, and I got a lot of compliments.
Exactly. And like, it was such like a non, what's the word to describe it? Like, a not risk, but like there was no, just pick a top, you know,
right.
Like
it was
so funny. It was so funny.
And I'm happy to see you in person now, so I don't have to send those pictures. And also, like, post-grad style is my style.
Right. Well, post-grad style is however you want to dress.
Right. Right.
So it's like,
wait, like, I didn't even think about that.
Your style.
Okay.
You're just thinking of like more of a college mindset. Because
right.
you either like are in athleisure or like workout clothes, or like you're in going out clothes. But like,
right.
we just wear clothes here.
We just wear clothes. There's not really a theme to the clothes. They're just clothes.
And like, I still have my going out, like, maybe, you know, tops that I will order or whatever. But like, it's still not that far off from like my day-to-day living. Are you excited about going out post-grad?
Yes.
I feel like you went on a bunch last summer, so it was like kind
yes.
of a preview.
I am. I'm not going to lie to you. Like, at this exact moment, like, I am just like, nothing will ever be the same.
Okay, we got to check back with her in like 3 weeks.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Really moved. Yeah, I get
like,
that.
Like, I know in the back of my head, I know that like going out here is so much fun. I know that. But currently, I'm like, nothing's going to be as fun as school.
You would think that we're talking about something
God.
Really serious.
And you know what's crazy is like, at the beginning of the semester, at the beginning of the year, I was like, I felt more ready to graduate than I do right now.
I would agree with that.
I was ready. I was like, I feel good. Like, I've done all I need to do here.
I think you were just like, I think it's just the longer amounts of time, like chunks at your home, like the further away you get from it. So then when you go back, it's kind of, but so you're still too close to it. I think you just had so much fun at the end that you just like can't imagine life without that type of fun. But you need your voice.
I need my health and I need my voice.
And you have this week to really kind of, you know,
rejuvenate. And I don't even want to like do anything. I was just,
yeah, well, luckily you're not. So
I'm not, but like if like we've someone, tried to get you but to if someone stuff. Invites me, like I will do something.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
I've just been hunkering down at the home the past 2 days and I need to get better.
Yes.
Because we're going to Europe
on Monday. Which I'm so excited for. You have no idea.
I'm so excited. I feel like we haven't been to Europe in a while.
Well, we went 2 years ago to Ireland.
Oh,
I always forget about that. But no, before that. And so we're obviously, you guys know, because if you've listened to the previous convos where Anne and I really dive deep into the travel, we're going to Paris, London, and then ending in Dublin. But we haven't been Paris or London in a bit since
like, I was high six. School.
You were six in Paris, and then we've been to London twice after that. Twice. But again, we're looking forward to going as adults. And I think it's just going to be a really fun trip. I think it's going to kick off the summer.
I think so, too. You know what? I think so, too. Oh. You know what?
She's like, I mean, no, it will. That was a fact.
Yeah. No, yeah. I'm excited. I think it's going to be great. I haven't even unpacked from school. So I'm wearing reserve clothes.
You look lovely. Is this the first time you've put cashmere on in a while? Do you remember this? Cashmere.
I haven't worn jeans in weeks.
Yeah. Well, you could put your, we're going, actually, I'm impressive if you want to come, like, that you're coming to Pilates with me after. But think about how fun this is. Like, now you're, like, in my routine. Like, we can go to Pilates together. Like, we can go out. Do you have something on my face?
No. I think I had a little dribble of snuffle.
Oh, no, this is not.
It's snuffle off, I guess, over here.
It's just coming out.
When I was at school, though, there was a new Pilates place that opened, and I was going every single day.
So you'll, but now we get to go together.
Right.
That was my point.
Yeah. And I love being with you.
I know. It's so fun.
And I'm back on TikTok in case anyone was
wondering.
Oh,
yeah. She's back on TikTok, which is great. Do you think you're going to make videos like this summer? You know, I feel like your work content will really do well. Like your day in the life. Because people love like the corporate, like real life stuff.
I think it'll be the routine TikToks are going to be good.
Yeah. I think that's what people want to see for sure. Do you have anything else on your list that you want to discuss?
I wrote down senior year bucket list. I had a senior year bucket list and I checked everything off except for one. And honestly, when it got down to it, I didn't even want to do it.
And how many things were on the list?
Do you want me to show you?
Sure.
The list? Let me pull it up. It's on my notes app right next to my baby names.
Normal.
Okay. Senior year to-dos. Do you want me to read them?
Yeah. No, we're waiting with bated breath.
Bar crawl, which I did. Hanover Reserve, which is where we had our Kyle formal. Okay, check that off. Go out in Cincy. I went and saw my high school best friend. We did that. I have formal twice on here and I checked them all. Okay, I need to edit this. Go to a small town and do something new.
Really? The way I've been able to anticipate the next thing on this list.
I'm going to sneeze in a second.
Bless you.
Okay. So sorry.
Your nose is awfully red.
I'm so sorry, guys.
Awfully red.
Please don't look. Okay. We went to a really cute little town and we did a workout class. Okay. A new Waffle House had opened up near us, so I went there with Nicole, which was really fun. Miami game at home, football game.
You did that?
I went there. I did that. CJ's with professors. I went to CJ's, which is a little bar, with my real estate professors after Dad came and spoke. Dad was there. It was really fun.
That's fun.
The Notre Dame Miami game, Love and Honor Award. I went to Dayton for a night. I went to Keeneland, Foundation Board speech. Kevin O'Leary, we talked about that. Xandra came.
Oh my god, Xandra DJ'd at Brick. I forgot about
this
that.
This is now the second time I've seen her.
It was in the fall, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Chairing bid day, real estate club dinner, and then seeing Side Piece, which is another DJ.
Oh, nice. Wow. That's a list. So all over the place. You know what we should do? We should make a summer bucket list and then we should share it.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be fun?
What should
and
be
we
on
could
it?
All follow together.
Oh my gosh. New note.
Okay, good. New note.
This is giving me so much hope. Summer
bucket list.
And you know what's great is like, we can also do a fall bucket list because I will still be here.
Yes. No, you live here now. This is where you live. Like, she's having a hard, which is so funny. She's having a hard time grasping that, like, you live here now.
Okay. Summer bucket list number one, Europe.
Travel.
I'll put travel. Number two, I want to make, like, a new fun drink.
Okay. like what? Like a spritz, give us a category so they could also follow it. Like, why don't we just say like drink of the summer?
Drink.
I'm saying it's a pear martini.
I know. That's what I was going to say.
I would say that.
You know what
I've
been calling that?
What?
A pear-tini.
Oh my God. That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I still need to get around to hosting my flocktail party.
Host apartment party.
We might need some more time to brainstorm.
Okay.
But I think we should come back next week. Even if you're here, if I'm with mom and I'm going to share the summer bucket list.
I'm going to come back next week a completely different person. I'm going to be so hopeful, so positive.
Yeah. So not sick.
So healthy.
So healthy.
And do you think we're going to be doing Pilates in Europe?
You mentioned that. Be able to understand the instructor because she's probably going to be speaking French. But I feel like we could.
Do you think there's English speaking Pilates classes? Do you think she says it in French and English?
I think we'd be able to follow along. Like, I think
we're visual learners.
We are visual learners, so I think we would be fine. I mean, in London, they're going to be able to understand them.
Right.
I don't know.
They also speak English.
Right. So I would like to stay active on this trip, like as far as my workouts and stuff. I know this
and
has
we'll
been
be
a huge...
walking a lot.
Oh, we'll be walking a lot. Yeah. I did feel so puffy this weekend, like that feeling kind of crept back. So I got to nip it in the bud for that. I can't handle it for this trip.
Let's talk about the puffiness because I started dry brushing and I broke out. My whole face broke out.
Really?
Yeah. So what do you think that is? Could you diagnose me?
I think that maybe all the bacteria, I don't know, but like I feel like it's just purging. But I found great success with dry brushing.
Are you still doing it?
Yeah, but it's hard. Like I'm going to do it tonight after our Pilates class like because I got to get this spray tan off me. So I'm going to like really dry brush like the next couple days.
Okay.
Yeah. So I would start doing it again. I think you'll be fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you doing it correctly? Have you watched the videos?
No. I go up. You have to do it towards your heart.
Have you opened up your lymph nodes?
I have no idea. They seem pretty closed right now. So I would go with a no.
Let's talk offline.
Aren't you supposed to like tap your lymph nodes?
You're supposed to tap each lymph node like 10 or 15 times to open them up. And then you're supposed to take the brush and tap it.
What?
You're not even. You're just brushing your hair with this thing. You're just like spreading misinformation. If you're not going to do it correctly, then don't do it.
I've just been really busy. Okay.
We know. So anyway, we're really looking forward to Memorial Day this weekend. So we're going back up to the lake house. We have lake house content coming. I actually can't believe it's summer as a whole.
I can't believe it.
It is kind of crazy. I'm like, wow, this like winter, like I just also feel like my past couple months have just been like so much growth and like so much has happened in my life.
Yeah.
So like I really am looking as the summer as just like a whole new chapter in my life as well as your life. So
whoa.
I feel like we're
entering this together. Not only is it a new chapter, it's a completely different book.
We are actually in a totally different bookstore. Yeah.
We're now on Kindles. It's an audiobook and it's the sequel.
It's the sequel. So we have a completely new book deal and new publishers.
We're with Penguin Books. And we're at the Scholastic Book Fair. So sign up soon.
Literally. So yeah, I just am overall looking forward to summer content, Europe, Memorial Day. Follow along on all of our socials. Bitsy's back on TikTok. So you've got all of that to share. And you're going to be here whenever I want you to be on the show, which is so fabulous.
I'm so excited.
Yeah. So I think that's our show for today.
Thank you. That's our show. That's our show. That's all I have. I'm so sorry. This is it. I've got to go.
She gave a lot, I will say, given everything. But thank you all so much for listening. I hope you guys are having a great May and graduations. And I feel like everybody got married over the weekend. That was a huge wedding.
Who? Who got married?
I don't know anyone personally, but I felt like every time I opened my phone, someone was at a wedding.
Well, it's the start of wedding season.
It is the start of wedding season. So be sure to shop our new Be sure to shop the Bow Club collection. A lot of your orders.
The Bow Beach Club collection.
Oh my God. See, you're rubbing off on me. Like with the...
Excuse me.
The stammering.
Excuse me. Oh my gosh. I didn't think I was that bad. Like I actually can't see you. I'm so sleep deprived. I'm actually not awake.
Let me finish the thought. Be sure to shop the Bows Beach Club collection available on our website, emilyonbows.com. Thank you all so much for listening. Say it with me. And remember...
and remember...
that everything is better with a bow. Bye-bye now.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.